online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
California's wildfires are now the deadliest in the US state's history. 31 people are known to have died. Hundreds are still missing, and there's no sign of the flames going out. David has more for KMFM.
My husband, I called him and I said, I think I'm going to die.
Nurse Nicola Jolly is one of the lucky ones.
And he told me, don't die, run.
Others couldn't escape. A quarter of a million have fled their homes, including reality TV star Kim Kardashian West, who spoke at the E! People's Choice Awards last night.
It's been amazing to see the resilient spirit of everyone involved.
The fires remain relentless. There is no forecast of rain.
KMFM News.
Police say they haven't found any evidence after searches as part of the investigation into the disappearance of Susie Lamplugh. They've been working in the garden of a property in Sutton Coldfield in the West Midlands. The estate agent went missing from West London in 1986. A 27-year-old woman's being questioned by police after a man was stabbed on the Isle of Sheppey. He was flown to hospital in a serious condition after it happened on Manor Road in Queenborough yesterday lunchtime. Police say a knife was recovered and the victim and suspect are believed to have been known to each other. More than £22,000 has been raised for a Kent RAF veteran after the NHS withdrew funding for his medical treatment. 95-year-old Bob Frost evaded capture by the Nazis in 1942 and now lives in a care home in Walmer. He's told KMFM he'd have to sell his home in order to pay £5,000 a month and stay at Amy Court.
I'd have to be moved elsewhere. I went there on the understanding that that would be my home for then onwards forevermore.
He also says he's bowled over by all the people who've been donating money to help him. Two people have been taken to hospital after a car crashed following a police chase in Dartford. The vehicle hit two parked cars on Heath Lane just before 9:30 last night after failing to stop for officers. A 25-year-old man who was driving and a female passenger who's 20 suffered minor injuries and have both been arrested. Elsewhere, two brothers have been remanded in custody over a car crash in Sheffield which killed four people. A one-year-old boy was among the victims in a people carrier which had been hit by a gun. That car was being followed by police. Council bosses say opening hours for Kent libraries could be cut because fewer people are visiting them. Ishmael has the details for KMFM.
Well, libraries for Cold Harbour and Newington could face the biggest cuts by around 25 hours a week. Ashford and Maidstone could both also be reduced from 55 to 42 hours. The service has already saved £6 million since 2013, but KCC says they need to save a further £1 million over the next 2 years. No libraries are due to close though, and one in four could stay open for longer.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Two men wearing balaclavas have stolen cigarettes and money from a co-op near Gillingham. They're said to have gone into the store on Twiddle Green late on Friday night. A proposed housing development in Maidstone looks set to be turned down because it doesn't include enough affordable homes. Builders want to put 162 apartments on the former Springfield Library site, and at kentonline.co.uk you can see what it would look like, but the council are set to refuse it as none of the houses that will be built are classed as affordable. An Ashford-based app developer have told KMFM they want the town to lead the next tech revolution. Sixports have recently set up in new offices there and say they're designing digital solutions we could soon be using every day. Developments include using your phone to know how many spaces are left in a car park or when the next bus will arrive. Ross Murphy is the CEO.
It could well be that you're in a I talk about smart cities, smart towns. It could be that, you know, you're a museum or attraction. It could be a piece of artwork. You could hold the phone up to the artwork. Image recognition would recognise what that piece of artwork was and then provide, you know, information that's relevant to that.
And it's claimed adults are typically hiding more than £4,100 of debt. The Money Advice Service says we keep how much we owe a secret because of the taboo around it.
Sport. With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football, and three Kent clubs are in the draw for the second round of the FA Cup tonight, but two of them face replays to secure their place. Gillingham were held to a goalless draw by non-league Hartlepool at Priestfield on Saturday, while Ebbsfleet versus Cheltenham Town also ended 0-0. Maidstone are through though after beating Macclesfield 2-1. We've tweeted the numbers to listen out for. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.